The sentencing of three alleged members of the Brothers Keepers gang has been delayed to March 4, a B.C. Supreme Court judge agreed January 10. Amandeep Singh Kong, Dylan Robert Ferris and Tanisha Bhatti were in court on multiple counts of drug trafficking, but Associated Chief Justice Heather Holmes agreed to a request to adjourn for 2 months. Federal Crown Prosecutor Irene Satterzada told Holmes' lawyers prepared an agreed statement of facts for the March appearance. In 2021, the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, CFSEUBC, said an investigation led to the seizure of more than 11 kilograms of drugs, including fentanyl, cocaine and methamphetamine, laboratory equipment and chemicals used to process and produce synthetic drugs, a loaded pistol, and more than $50,000 in cash. A June 14 indictment said alleged trafficking offenses involving heroin, fentanyl, methamphetamine and cocaine occurred in Vancouver, Surrey, Burnaby, Nanaimo and Campbell River. The charges came after a CFSEUBC investigation into the group's activities. On October 30, Kong entered a guilty plea in BC Supreme Court for commission of an offense for a criminal organization and conspiracy to drug trafficking. His lawyer, Michael Klein, told Holmes it was best that Kong not be brought into court, for security reasons. On November 3, 2021, charges stemming from the CFSEUBC investigation were approved against Kong, Andrew Miguel Best, Ferris, Jeanette Bibi Nadim, Mashmum Kanan Khan, and Bhatti. CFSEUBC said Best pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and possession for the purpose of trafficking and was sentenced to 5 years. And, police said, on December 21, Khan pleaded guilty to drug trafficking and was given a conditional sentence. Nadim is also currently awaiting the judicial process. CFSEUBC's goal was to disrupt and suppress the violent gang activity led by this specific criminal organization by collaborating with our policing partners in sharing intelligence and investigative avenues, police said at the time. The Brothers Keepers Task Force and these resulting convictions is an example of CFSEUBC's ability to disrupt and impact an extremely violent organized crime group that threatens the safety of our communities, said INSPE. Joel Hussey, CFSEUBC's Acting Deputy Operations Officer. Satterzada said the agreed statements of facts would be lengthy and mused before Holmes about not reading it all in court. Holmes suggested at least having copies of it available in the courtroom for members of the public or the media.